Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our guy, Jeremy Jeffress, let's bring him in.
And he strikes out the side as the Brewers take the opener.
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly, home of Fox Brothers award-winning brats and the best beef and pork in Wisconsin. And by Racine Honda, promising the best buying experience for you with Roy and his team. RacineHonda.com. Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
He is an NLDS champion heading to the NLCS, and he is on the program. Jeremy Jeffress now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. JJ, what's going on, man?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We are doing well. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm bad.
Yeah? So postseason-wise, we were talking earlier about experience. You got a lot of young guys in that clubhouse. You've got guys like yourself that have been there, done that in that clubhouse. Talk about the mix right now, and because I said the only thing that could slow you guys down maybe would be this 4-day break.
I think the mix in the clubhouse right now, I mean, everybody's vibe is, you know, it's still the same. Like, it's kind of like the regular season, you know. We just actually, like, the statement that we're having fun plays into every factor about every player in there. You know, guys are here experiencing things that, you know, they've never experienced in baseball, you know, especially in the minor leagues. You know, guys' families here, guys are, you know, here experiencing just how big this situation is, man. I mean, the city of Milwaukee is going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm. No, you've got that right.
Yeah, and everybody's just enjoying everything, man. I mean, you walk outside and it's just Brew Crew Nation just ready to go. Everybody's excited about, you know, talking about tickets, you know, where they're going to be. And, you know, everybody's just excited, man.
I've got friends that are, like, all over the country that are calling and asking me, you know, well, and I don't know if you guys heard this or saw this when it came to the Fox Sports 1 broadcast with Alex Rodriguez and Frank Thomas, but they said, well, can this team really win doing it the way they're doing it with their pitching staff and no aces? And I kept saying, they've been doing this all season long. This is nothing new. So, you know, is this just – do you guys just look at it different as relievers just to say, this is us, this is what we do? I mean, I don't know how to put my finger on it, but you don't need Clayton Kershaw to go out and get you 8 innings consistently.
I mean, honestly, let's just break down the game of baseball. I mean, if you really, really look at it, when the starter goes out there, if he doesn't give you 7 to 8 innings, 6 to 7 innings, or whatever the case may be, if he doesn't do that, he'll get you to the 4th. Look at the rest of the game when they win it. It's just dominate out of the bullpen. So we're just taking the game and making it simpler to we're having the power arms, the mentalities to go out there and get out as quick as possible, as less pitches as possible, and get out of there and hand it off to the next guy. That's just has been our motto since day one.
I got to ask you about Eric Kratz. He goes from being a guy that's kind of a virtual unknown. They mic him up in the game out in Colorado, and now I hear him everywhere. And everybody's talking about just how cool the guy is and his experience. And he went from being kind of an anonymous cat to all of a sudden an overnight celebrity. Talk about Eric Kratz inside that clubhouse.
Eric Kratz is definitely has been fulfilling his role as a veteran catcher. I played with Kratzy over in Kansas City, and he listened to, you know, he took in what Brian Pena, you know, was doing over there. Manny Pena was there as well, you know, in spring training with us. But Eric Kratz, I mean, he has just took in all the knowledge that he has learned from each and every catcher that he has, you know, played with, each and every pitcher that he has caught, you know, and just took that and just brought it into the clubhouse. And honestly, he's just a kid just like everybody else, man. He loves the game. You know, he makes sure that you're comfortable when you're out there on the mound. He makes sure you're comfortable when you're coming in the in the clubhouse each and every day. And, you know, like I said, he just fulfilled his veteran role.
How are you doing? Let me ask you that, because you, I'm not going to say you struggle, but you had your moments. So give me your thoughts on how you're doing right now.
Me, I'm always going to be the same guy no matter what happens. Baseball is baseball. I'm doing very well. I cannot wait to go to practice today. You know, we're just doing a little promos and stuff like that, and I'm just enjoying it, man. I mean, this has been the best experience of my life, man. I mean, I have my family here experiencing with me, and you know, I'm just ready to play, honestly.
When you're out there in game one and you get a hiccup, you know, you get a little bit of trouble. They always say closers have to have short memories. You come back and light it up next outing. Is it just that? Because it sounds to me like when you talk to a lot of guys that are closers or late inning relievers, if you have a bad game, you cannot wait to get to the ballpark the next day to be used because you just want to go out and redeem yourself.
Yeah, because honestly, I mean, it happens with every player that you know happens to have a bad game. You know what you've done wrong, and that's why we say look at the positives. Of what happened, you know, when a situation had went wrong, you look at the positives because you want to get back out there and correct basically what you know you've done wrong, you know. And I felt like the next day I knew what I was my goal was, I knew my plan was, and I went out and executed, and you know, and it looked very well. And you're right, we do have to have short term memory, just because the memory, if we keep keeping the bad memories in our heads. Then it's just, you know, it's just going to wear us down, tear us down.
Okay, who's lighting up in the clubhouse right now? Who's got? I mean, there's a lot of guys that are jacked. Don't get me wrong, but who's just lighting it up right now?
Dude, everybody's lighting it up, man. I can't put a finger on one guy. It's literally, honestly, just everybody banding as one, and just honestly, you know who's lighting it up? Council is. Council is getting us fired up, dude. He is lighting everything up and making, you know, every part of this situation and situation, you know, great for us.
When you when you guys hear of guys like Yasiel Puig who say, "Well, we're going to Milwaukee, we're going to win in four," does that do anything to you guys?
That's an opinion. I mean, I can't say too much about it. That's an opinion. That's just his competitive nature just kicking in. But he can come all the way over here all he wants to. But it's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be that easy. I promise you that.
With the experience you guys have, guys like Moose, Lorenzo Cain, you look at some of the guys that have that experience. Are those guys talking to everybody else, saying, "Hey, this is how we go about our business if we want to win a championship"?
Yeah, I mean they've been in this situation twice, so they know what it takes. So yeah, they're in the clubhouse letting us know, you know, this is what it takes. You guys, you know, just keep your mind focused on what you got to take care of, you know, and everything else will take care of itself.
Hey, you guys ever want to put on those videos of Craig Council rounding the bases for Arizona and winning a World Series?
The chicken runs at midnight?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm telling you, dude. Those moments are the best. Those moments that you gotta cherish, look at, you know, and just take it all in, man. They only come once. You know, you never know.
I found it interesting in his postgame comments that he said he told this team at the beginning of the season, you're a playoff team. He told this team at the end of the season, you are now a World Series team, and I believe in you. What did that mean?
Yes. Honestly, just confidence that he has in each and every one of us. You know, we put our neck out there each and every day. You know, we're in the cold, we're in the rain, we're playing in every type of terrain that's out there, but you know, we're having fun and we're doing it all for him in the city, man.
Real quick before I let you go, message to the Brewers fans that are listening.
Just come Friday, man. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be exciting. I promise you that.
Be loud. There you go. JJ, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Best of luck to you. Go get them, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jeremy Jeffers joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. When you talk about a leader in the clubhouse and you ask him, and he goes, "Well, let me tell you," and I'm waiting for, like, hey, Moose has got it going on. Low Kane's got it going on. Yelich is our leader. He's at him. He goes right to Council. Council's the guy that got us all jacked up. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
This segment was sponsored by Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly, proudly featuring certified Angus beef and Smithfield prime pork, and by Racine Honda, promising the best buying experience for you with Matt and his team. RacineHonda.com. This is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.